Hello, everyone. This is David Kohanek with Hedge Fund Marketing Alliance. Today, I'm speaking with Jerry Crisfonte, CEO of HedgeFundDirectories.net, and we're going to talk about the hedge fund industry, we're going to talk about the use of technology, and we'll talk about best practices in hedge fund marketing. Jerry, welcome.
Thanks for having me, David. It's been a pleasure talking with you over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, likewise. So, Jerry, before we start talking about the industry, maybe you could just give us a little bit of background on you and how you ended up with Hedge Fund Directories.
Sure. So I've been in the industry for a bit over 5 years now, and my initial start was with a company owned by Euromoney called Hedge Fund Intelligence. And what Hedge Fund Intelligence did was really kind of, you know, covered the scope of kind of coverage within the industry. So they had events, they had databases, they had a newsletter, and they did an extravagant job of kind of, you know, bringing all of those products to the market. My main kind of experience with them was initially selling their newsletters and then being promoted to their kind of head of North American sales for databases. And kind of with those databases is where I really kind of learned kind of what, you know, investors in the industry were looking for, what marketers were looking for in the industry, as well as what hedge funds themselves were looking to get out of, you know, listing to these databases and really kind of using the data that we provided.
Okay. And then the move over to Hedge Fund Directories?
So that transition really happened after about 4 years with Hedge Fund Intelligence. We didn't really sell a directory product. So when I had my demonstrations with service providers to the industry, while the majority of the products that were in the industry, you know, were geared towards investors in this space, so more tracking hedge fund performance details, tracking, you know, prime brokers, auditors, administrators, and really kind of investor-focused data points, there was really nothing for a service provider to the industry or a technology firm or recruiter or a prime broker that really just wanted to maybe sell into the industry, you know, specifically, as opposed to really reaching out for all of those excess details that they didn't need. So we created it. And opposed to just kind of putting something out there that we thought was good, we really took a community approach to developing a system where individual sales and marketing professionals could come together and buy and trade their hedge fund contacts in one place. And what we've done is successfully, you know, put together a research team that, you know, scours the internet, scours hedge fund blogs, hedge fund newsletters, sites like LinkedIn, Facebook, you know, social, you know, networking sites, as well as registered filing authorities like the SEC and FSA. So really going to get a sense for, on a global scale, who's in the industry, as well as keep track of, you know, people moves when someone moves from one hedge fund to another hedge fund. Mm-hmm. So that's really kind of what we created with a system like ours. So really a tool for hedge fund marketers to reach out to the hedge fund industry and the fund-to-fund industry and really kind of find the appropriate contact, find an email, find a phone number, and really kind of start building those relationships.
Very good. Now, it sounds like the application is almost a vertical application of Jigsaw, the site,
yeah.
Jigsaw.com.
Yeah, you nailed it. You know, I love when people understand what Jigsaw is, because that really makes kind of my explaining of what we do here a lot easier. So essentially what Jigsaw is exactly that. It's just really a community where people can buy and trade their contacts on a kind of more of a, you know, domestic scale. But what we've done is we've just kind of taken that type of a model and really kind of honed it down to just the hedge fund industry and expanded it on a global scale, where people can buy and trade their hedge fund contacts in one place. And we only do hedge fund contacts. We don't look really outside of that.
Perfect. So a vertical approach.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. All right, let's talk about the industry and what's happening in hedge fund marketing right now. What do you see happening? What do you see changing?
Well, some of the key changes are, you know, obviously with kind of the crash in the markets, there have been some systematic changes in the way, you know, marketers are going to be able to approach hedge funds. So obviously when the boom was going on in 05, 06, 07, you know, there were tons of deals to be had within the hedge fund industry. And I think what you're seeing now is, one, when the markets crashed, hedge funds were a bit tighter with cash. Adding on new services was less likely. And I think now when things are starting to rebound a bit, you know, hedge funds are looking back at, you know, adding a different prime broker or maybe switching up their recruiter or maybe kind of looking to outside service providers for additional services now. What I think is going to happen in the future, I know just with the size of hedge funds, their assets are steadily increasing as opposed to fund-to-funds taking the lion's share of kind of investor capital. It's moving towards investors really kind of doing the due diligence themselves and really kind of, you know, starting to invest in single manager hedge funds themselves. This is great for a couple of reasons, because then, you know, obviously single manager hedge funds will be able to kind of have that cash to reinvest and obviously try new technologies as well as try new systems. And obviously the service providers will obviously benefit from that as well. And obviously companies like us will benefit from that, being that service providers will need those direct contact details.
And when you think about hedge fund managers, what makes them stand out? What makes them marketable in an environment like we have today?
Yeah, good question. I think some of the main things that a hedge fund manager really has to be nowadays to really kind of stand out amongst the fray. And obviously, you know, breaking down kind of hedge fund managers, there are three main tiers of hedge fund managers. So we have the new fund, you know, startups and the new fund launches that obviously are being written about. And then you have kind of the mid-tier guys, you know, anywhere from 250 million to 750 million. And then you really get the 750 million and above managers. So really kind of the star players in the industry. On a global scale, I think there are maybe 400 to 420 billion dollar funds. So there really aren't that many out there. And if you look at kind of the kind of percentage of assets within those billion dollar funds, they take up about 70-75% of the assets in the industry. Mm-hmm. So I guess just taking a look at, you know, kind of what makes a manager marketable. Number one, trying to get your assets up to a space where an institutional investor or a larger investor wouldn't feel like they're kind of investing, you know, into your portfolio and you know, they became a majority stake or a majority percentage of kind of your assets. So one, getting your assets up to par. Two, track record. Obviously, investors want to see historical returns. They want to see that, you know, you've kind of weathered the climate of ups and downs successfully. And then I think three goes really back into principal backgrounds and kind of, you know, their own personal investment in the firm.
Mm-hmm. So some skin in the game.
Of course. Would you invest money with someone that wouldn't put their own money into the fund?
Exactly. Yeah. Now, one of the things that we've been hearing is that if you are starting out and you really need more than what you can raise just from the friends and family, you might want to take a different approach. And in other words, people are saying, look, if you can't get going with just your friends and family money, don't bother. What's your thought?
Okay, that's a very good kind of argument because obviously there's two sides to that argument. If you can't get going with the capital that you have on hand, it's going to become extremely hard to get investors excited about, you know, your offering. So it's really hard to kind of get new investors on board, even if you worked with a third party marketing firm or you really had extensive contacts in the industry. You know, when it comes to investors, you know, a lot of the institutional investors and larger pension firms, their hands are really tied in terms of how much of their portfolio can be allocated to a smaller fund, because really it's really taking a risk with that new manager. So obviously their appetite for risk right now wouldn't be, you know, the highest, you know, just because of what's happened lately. So I really think if you don't have the capital, you know, to really get to a decent size where a larger investor would be considerate or be looking to invest in a hedge fund of your size, it might not make sense. On the other hand, if you have, I guess, you know, the potential to grow. So for example, there are kind of star traders or star fund managers that are rolling out of these billion-dollar funds where, you know, they're launching a brand new firm and they've maybe taken some of their colleagues that have worked with them in the past, and they do kind of have a track record on hand. Even if they don't have the assets to begin, those type of contacts would still make sense for them to be in the industry because they're not just kind of a new kid on the block. They really do have a track record. They've worked at a billion-dollar fund. They're used to managing those type of assets. And if they transition into their own fund, it's really kind of the network that they already had where they're really kind of using those network connections. And chances are, as long as the performance, you know, stays in line or does well, they should have an easier time raising assets than maybe a newer guy.
Got it. All right. Now, for someone marketing into, let's say a service provider marketing into hedge funds, and looking for a database, what are some of the best practices for using a database in that marketing effort?
Really good question. I was actually talking about this yesterday with a potential client that we were speaking to, and you know, they were asking us about, you know, obviously when you're doing email campaigns or when you're reaching out to, you know, fund managers or senior level executives within a hedge fund, you have to keep in mind a couple of things. You know, you're not the only person trying to reach out to them. And more importantly than that, their time is very scarce, and you really want to have a relevant message when you approach them. So I think some of the best practices when using one of these type of databases or directories is really, you know, really having a plan, you know, when you approach, you know, the campaign. So, for example, if you wanted to do kind of an outreach campaign to fixed income single managers in the U.S. and Europe, one I would do is I'd parse that list, so you're making sure you're excluding all of those funds that are non-fixed income. And then taking a step further, where you're not just doing an email blast or an email campaign, which is kind of very cold, and usually won't get a very good response. But perhaps, you know, warming that up with taking a look at LinkedIn, seeing which one of those contacts or fund managers or principals would be in your network via a series of connections, warming up that lead through your network, and then after that, maybe having an initial phone call and then following up that phone call with a bit of information in the form of an email. You know, we've just noticed that the users of our service that kind of take a warmer approach or really kind of take the time to use their network and really build relationships as opposed to kind of, you know, hard and fast and, you know shotgun approaches to marketing really kind of have a better chance at being successful.
So taking the data from the database, yep, identifying who those targets are. So whatever your segment is that you're going after, but don't go broad, and go very very targeted in that, yep, effort. And then identifying whether it be through LinkedIn or your personal network or any sort of networking ability that you've got to say, you know, who do we know here, or who do we know that knows someone here?
Exactly, because if you speak to service providers, you know, within the hedge fund industry, I'll tell you hands down, far and wide, the majority of them will tell you the majority of their business comes from their network. It doesn't really come from, you know, cold calling or cold marketing or email campaigns. It really does come from their network. While you're using a system like ours, you know, it's great as an aid to your network. So to help you find out who the new fund manager is at a particular new launch, or what the contact details are, or an email address if after you become familiar with them, you actually can reach out to them, you know, or really kind of, you know, help things along the process, or maybe kind of kickstart a campaign that might need some help. But you're always going to have to do some warming up. You're always going to have to do some follow up. You should always do some, you know, maybe some calls or some reach out activity after that type of a campaign as well.
Mm-hmm. Good solid sales advice. All right, let's switch gears here. What makes a hedge fund marketer successful? Somebody who's in the business. What do you see that makes them successful?
Well, I guess it all depends what type of hedge fund marketer. So there are, you know, marketing professionals that, you know, third-party marketers that try to market hedge funds to investors. And there are hedge fund marketers, you know, like you said before, that work at service providers to the industry that are marketing into hedge funds. Which one were you specifically focused on?
Well, let's talk about both, and probably let's start with the service provider side of things, just because we're sort of rolling off that topic.
Yep. So like I said before, some of those best practices that we touched on earlier, you know, warming up your lead, making sure that your message is relevant and is kind of going to the right person, making sure the time of your message is appropriate. So maybe if there have been kind of changes in SEC regulation or whatever the case may be, that your message is fitting with kind of the changes in the time and what's going on in their minds on a day-to-day to week-to-week basis, so that you're really kind of catching them at the right time with the right message. So just standard best practices, I think, when it comes
and
to
this. What about also looking for other clues as to what might be going on at the firm? So, for instance, if they're hiring for a particular position, mm-hmm, where maybe they've got a new challenge that they haven't had to hire for in the past, and now they're looking at it and saying, you know, we really need to get somebody on board to handle, you know, whether it be the risk management side, it be the technology side, it could be, you know, any one of the areas. What about looking at things like that where you say, okay, hey, as a service provider, we provide a service that fits with that. We should be calling these guys.
You said it, David. You said it. So one of the main things that any salesman or any marketing professional should be doing is really getting your hands around what's going on in the industry as a whole. So even myself, you know, me being in the industry, I get constant news feeds coming from Google. You know, when we have kind of a hedge fund keyword search coming back to us, we get information from, you know, Reuters news stories, you know, publicly available kind of daily newsletters within the hedge fund industry, and we get all of these to our inboxes. So me and my team here, we're constantly reading up on changes in the industry, you know, people that are starting at new firms that are kind of going under, new firms that are launching, and really we really have to be involved in the industry. We have to really care about what's going on, what changes are affecting us, and really kind of reaching out and trying to solve those people's kind of needs and wants and concerns.
And that's good advice for both the service provider as well as the third-party marketer, right? Because the third-party marketer is looking for firms with certain activity, right, to be sort of the triggers for them to say this would be a good time for us to be talking to them.
Yeah. And I think in the third-party marketing sense, I have a couple of good colleagues that are in the marketing industry that are third-party marketers. It's really one of those magical mixes if you're going to become a third-party marketer for a hedge fund, because you really do have to have a solid network of investors and really kind of the right investors for that particular hedge fund, because they are very selective in terms of what investors that they'd like to work with, and they are, you know, very picky in terms of what type of criteria, what type of, you know, minimum investment, what type of, you know, lockup periods they like to, you know, kind of impose upon a new investor. So it's really kind of a magical mix finding a third-party marketer that has the right network as well as, you know, has kind of the negotiation kind of pull power to kind of get the capital in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, from the perspective of somebody looking at a hedge fund database, What are your thoughts? What are the things they should be considering when they're evaluating hedge fund database providers?
Yeah, that's a good question, and probably a good point. You know, as I see kind of the last question, one of the main things, like obviously I've been in this space for 5 years. Well, 5 years on with Hedge Fund Intelligence, so more like 7 years now working for myself. The main thing you want to take a look at is whether or not you're looking at and I'm going to just clarify one thing. So there are databases out there and there are directories out there. So one, differentiating what you need. So if you're an investor that's looking to track hedge fund performance, really get a sense for just kind of maybe the top three executives or who the fund manager is, who one of the principals are, and maybe who the owner is. And you really need to track strategies, assets under management on a monthly basis, and really get a sense for how the fund is doing as a potential investor. You'd be looking more towards a database. There are tons of databases out there and tons of solutions to help you kind of mash these databases together so that you can really have a solid solution in terms of a database provider. On the other hand, there are directories which are more geared towards sales and marketing professionals within the industry. There are only a handful of providers out there. I'd say there are four main ones. And what you really want to do when you're looking at a directory provider is a couple of key things. You want to get a sense for how they collect their information, how often they update their information. Another main thing you want to get a sense for is how they cleanse the data. So what's the process by which they remove inaccurate and older contacts, and what's the process by which they add and pull in new contacts, you know, whether it's domestically or internationally. So really kind of, you know, just to kind of recap on that. So number one, getting a sense for whether or not you need an investor-focused database that tracks performance and really kind of data points focused on investors in the industry, or whether you're a service provider or sales professional that needs directory contact information to reach out to these professionals directly. They will give you typically more contacts per firm, and also will usually provide you with a phone number and an email per contact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So to recap that, if they are in fact looking for a directory to help them market to the hedge funds, how's that data collected? How frequently, how is it cleansed, and also how many contacts are they actually going to get? And so those contacts obviously divided by the firms, giving them the number of contacts per firm on average.
Exactly.
All right, exactly. I've got that right.
And another point to bring in as well, I think when new kind of newcomers to the industry come into looking at databases and directories, it's a bit overwhelming because there are tons of products out there. You really don't know what is what and what you're getting with what. One of the main things you want to take a look at when evaluating the databases or directories is really how they list. So what I mean by that is whether they list as a fund management company or as an individual fund. And what I mean by that is, take for example AQR Capital, the management company, so the entity that runs their funds, may have 200 employees that work across their 6 or 7 different funds. An investor-focused product will list each individual fund out. So if they have a U.S. version, a European version, a fixed income fund, and an arbitrage fund, each fund will have their own contact details, their own fund manager, and their own kind of performance, which is a bit redundant for a marketer. Yet for an investor, it's perfect because you're investing in that individual fund. For a marketer, you really want to look as a top-down approach, looking at the company and saying, all right, for AQR, who are the principals, who are the senior C-level executives, and who are the kind of contacts of interest to me, and what are their contact details? So those are kind of the main differences to really kind of keep in mind when you're evaluating one of these type of services.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Great. Well, Jerry, we want to respect your time, and we surely appreciate you investing some time with us today. For those folks who are listening, how do they find you?
You can reach us directly just by kind of logging on to our website, hedgefunddirectories.net. You can reach us directly via telephone. Our details are all on the website, so feel free to kind of peruse, register for a free trial, and obviously reach back out to us if you have any questions.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yep. So, David, thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure talking to you over the past couple of weeks. I look forward to kind of continuing the relationship.
Great. All right, everybody. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is David Kohanek for Hedge Fund Marketing Alliance. Take care.